My name is Ryan Huffmeyer. I am a junior scientist at the Natural Resources Research Institute, part of the University of Minnesota Duluth. And so our mission is for economic development in northeastern Minnesota in an environmentally friendly and sustainable way. Our overall goal in all of our research is the development of sustainable communities. So the communities we'd be discussing is we're looking at social, we're looking at environmental, we're looking at economic. So those three realms, you know, we're looking at how all those work together, and because all those are pieces together, and how do they make up a community, whether it being a community like Duluth, a community like Grand Marais, an area like St. Louis County, area like Cook County. So we're looking at from small scale to the large scale. So for me, stewardship, how it ties into my research and what I do, is I'm all about the baseline research. And the reason I'm about baseline research is you can't protect, you can't change, you can't assess what you don't know. So when you know what's out there and you have it quantified, then you can make decisions about what you want to do, whether it being conservation, whether it being development, whatever it is. You can't do unless you know what's out there. In the lens of research for me, again, it's, you know, where stewardship comes, you know, we can't be stewards of what we don't know. You know, so again, that's where this baseline research and information comes in. It can be tied into the vernal pools. You know, for example, if we want, you know, we want to be stewards of them, we want to protect them, we want to find out their true value, and the first thing we have to do is know where they are. Once we know where they are, then we can start asking those questions about what makes this a important vernal pool. For forestry stewardship, I work a lot with invasive species also. And so when it comes to stewardship that way, you know, how is a certain invasive affecting the forest, affecting the water? And, you know, once you know that, then you can start developing plans, management plans, to move forward and minimize the impacts from then on. For me, with stewardship, it all just comes back to that baseline research where you need to know what's there. I like to see myself as, again, collecting this baseline data, more of this warehouse that land managers, both public and private, can tap into when they're making decisions. For example, invasive species. If you know where they are and you're developing a trail or you're developing a part in your property that has no invasives, and you're coming through and you want to go through a part that has invasives, you know, once you know where they are, you can work around them. You can go around them. You can avoid those areas where they could be transported via human. If you're looking at forest management, when logging practices, if you know an area has certain invasives and another area that's getting logged doesn't, you'd want to go to that area that doesn't have it first and then go to that area that does second. So it's these type of things that we can give the land managers the tools and the information they need to make informed decisions when they're developing their management plans.
WTIP's Environmental Stewardship Series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.